My instinct right now is we'll see.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Yeah, I like Robert Saleh's instincts.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I think the reason why he's leaving any room for changing that is if Rodgers says to him, my first snaps shouldn't be against Nick Bosa in San Francisco.
Today's guests, Academy Award winner Matt Damon, Hall of Fame broadcaster Jim Lampley, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, actor John Owen Lowe, and now it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live on a Wednesday, final day of July, everybody.
Hey.
How about them apples in 2024? Lots going on over in Paris with the Olympics. Lots going on here back in the United States with the baseball trading deadline finally arriving and passing. And then we also have training camps that are as hot to the touch as possible as the NFL world moves to Canton, Ohio, coming up on Thursday for the Hall of Fame game. And then there's the jacket ceremony Friday night, induction ceremony on Saturday, so on and so forth. 844-204-RICH, number to dial on this program. 20 minutes time, Matt Damon's going to join us. He's got a new film out this Friday in a theater near you, Select Theater near you, as well as on Apple TV, which you can see right here on the Roku portal, called The Instigators. That's a fun conversation with him. He's a diehard Patriot fan, as we know. We'll chat with Matt Damon coming up on this show. And then in-studio guest-a-palooza once again, Tom Pelissero, who was in this chair a couple weeks ago when I was on walkabout getting ready for visiting days in Maine. He's across the street back in El Segundo. He's visiting the Chargers today. And once he's done with that, he's going to make his way here.
Can't quit us.
That'll be after we say hello and goodbye to one of the best boxing announcers, Hall of Fame broadcaster, Jim Lampley, will be here in studio. We'll go down memory lane with him. Would it be odd, Chris Brockman, Mike Del Tufo, T.J. Jefferson, if I conduct the entire? Would it be odd if I conduct the entire interview with Jim Lampley as Howard Lederman, the guy who used to score things?
Okay, Jim. Let me tell you what.
The entire interview. How are you doing, Jim? Wouldn't that be weird?
Okay, Jim. Let's talk about Mike Tyson.
I don't find it weird. I would literally every boxing match I watch with my friends, I would do it. Okay, Jim.
I scored it.
I scored our answer 10-9, Jim. What else you got?
That'll be strange.
Arturo Gatti, he's never seen anything like Mickey Ward right now, Jim. I got him about 10 rounds to 3.
I'm into it. Please, let's do it.
The entire interview is Howard Lederman.
Please.
I did my entire first Nick highlight as a SportsCenter anchor, soup to nuts, beginning to end, entirely in Marv Albert's voice.
Oh.
All 60-plus seconds of it, and then the next moment on SportsCenter was an on-camera for Larry Beal. My first sports center, and Larry would look at the camera and go, okay, like that. That's what Larry said.
And then Keith gave you dirty looks in the newsroom?
No. I never got dirty looks from KO. I got tough love from him, but I never got dirty looks. But that would be the equivalent of me doing an entire interview with Jim Lampley.
Okay, Jim.
Okay, Rich.
And then a couple weeks ago, we had Rob Lowe on the program in support of Unstable, which is available on Netflix right now through the Roku portal. He's in that show with his son, and John Owen Lowe will be here in studio in hour number 3. What's it like to grow up Lowe? I don't know. Probably different than growing up Eisen. You know?
Growing up Del Tufo?
Growing up Del Tufo.
Probably.
No, way different.
So that's what we've got on this program. And then there's you. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the show. We'll get your phone calls in as well. So listen, here's how we're starting. Just in case everybody's wondering. The headline stack in my old former business. We check it every day. We get to see what other people are talking about, to crowdsource to see what we should be talking about. The top story item right now on the news stack there is how the NFL might utilize new technology to spot the football during preseason games, no longer with a chain gang. It gives you an idea on that one, right?
Okay.
Okay. So we're waiting for football to be played.
Yeah, right.
But in the meantime, while we're waiting football to be played in 2024 preseason exhibition, whatever you want to call it or not, we're still looking back. We're still searching for answers on the top stories of the National Football League ever since Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs dispatched with the 49ers in overtime in Las Vegas, Nevada on that February Sunday. We're still waiting. And one of the top stories that we've been searching for answers on, and we want answers, we demand answers, we want the truth, we can't handle the truth, so on and so forth. One of the biggest stories was the Atlanta Falcons drafting Michael Penix, 8th overall in a draft, despite signing the biggest fish in free agency, Kirk Cousins, to a monumental contract that doesn't look so monumental now that Jordan Love and Tua Tagovailoa and Trevor Lawrence and Jared Goff have gotten their contracts. But at the time in free agency, this was a big move because not only was it the end of the Vikings' tenure of having Kirk Cousins there, but it now was the end of the Falcons' tenure of searching for somebody to play that position expertly with a neck-up veteran presence and calming the waters of a franchise that had been looking for the next Matt Ryan since Matt Ryan had left. Which is what the Falcons keep telling you why they drafted Michael Penix Jr. And that's why it didn't make sense to me and a lot of others at the draft. Well, we had yet to hear from the top of the flowchart, Arthur Blank, who had a press conference after we went off the air yesterday in Atlanta. A lot of membership, those who own franchises, speak with the media when it's time for training camps to open up and start flowing. He had this to say about the decision that left everybody head-scratching, and it is still obviously a very important conversation to be had, and we'll explain why in a moment.
Thank heavens we don't always listen to the league. And thank heavens we don't always listen to the media. And thank heavens we don't always do what everybody else thinks we should be doing. We're actually very independent thinkers. And the decision about Penix in this case at number 8, I'll go back a little bit and say that we had made it clear to Kirk and others that, you know, we probably were going to draft a quarterback during this draft. As it turned out, that Michael Penix, for our coaching staff and our personnel department, graded extraordinarily high. They viewed him as a tremendous player. And that, you know, we've been through a situation post-Matt Ryan when we've seen that movie when we didn't have a franchise quarterback. And we didn't want to repeat that again. I mean, I certainly didn't. I'm super sensitive to all forms of succession planning. After 60-odd years of business, in any business, that's critical. And at the key position, the quarterback position in the NFL, that's very important. So just listening to our coaching staff and our personnel department, they really made a decision. Michael was going to be available at number 8. They saw an extraordinary talent. Our Kirk Cousins is our franchise quarterback, is our starting quarterback, and he seems to be doing great from a medical standpoint, his attitude, his leadership, culturally, personally, with our players, the coaching staff has been nothing short of outstanding. So we couldn't be happier with that situation. But, you know, I know age does kind of creep up. I can speak to myself personally on that a little bit. I know what that means. And, you know, Kirk will be 36 at the start of the season. And So we hope and pray he's got, you know, 3 to 4 great years in front of him, maybe beyond that, who knows. But we also know that, you know, at some point there will be a point that we'll need a transition. We want to make sure we do that smoothly.
I mean, that's why I wanted to play that entire soundbite, because there's no way to cut it up, and that was as carefully thought out and laid out position that we've heard. Certainly from the guy whose bucks stop right there in Atlanta on the subject matter. And it still stands to reason why it makes no sense, because if you put up their schedule, how Michael Penix Jr.'s presence on this team, 8th overall, will help matters when Kirk Cousins goes out on the field to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers in one of the more highly anticipated games that nobody's really talking about for week 1 because of all the other marquee games How will it help on the Monday night at Philadelphia? Where Kirk Cousins, as we all know, has had bad nights on Monday nights early on in seasons. Vikings fans will tell you that. And then so on and so forth. Certainly when the first Sunday night game that they play is week three, home for the Chiefs, which will be a wild affair, one would think, with the Chiefs. That's their first road game of the year, coming off of home dates with the Ravens and the Bengals. Who knows what their record's going to be going into that game? So on and so forth and so on and so forth. And it is a testament to Arthur Blank's planning to say, yeah, instead of getting us a stud pass rusher potentially, or Rome Odunze was sitting out there to potentially give Kirk Cousins a dynamite young new target to go along with Drake London and Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson. And that would be quite something to send into those first three games and everything else for Kirk Cousins to make him succeed as your franchise quarterback. That's just a for instance. But instead, they chose to take the long road. And that will be part of the season-long storyline arc for the Atlanta Falcons. And unfortunately, you know, or they don't, I don't think they care very much, as you heard Arthur Blank talk about independent thinkers. And I am definitely part of the members of the media who were head-scratching critical from jump when I heard the name on live NFL Network television that night, the next night, the night after that, appearing on this show the Friday after hearing that name into a microphone in Detroit, and to this present day, wondering what's up with that, because Cousins has no capital in Atlanta, and if he struggles in this first three, four games, it will be incumbent upon Raheem Morris to hold all the fans at the verbal gate there, who might be like, what's up with Kirk Cousins? In the same way that other quarterbacks who have been at the controls of the franchise, when they struggle, have a certain sense already built up with a fan base to not have them call for the backup right away in other places. And that will be part of the season-long storyline arc. And unfortunately, if they do consider it unfortunate in Atlanta, we in the media can fill the blank of who they could have taken, you know, with a whole host of names at any time we choose to fill it with that. Certainly if they need, if they needed a better pass rush in a game that they lose, well, Dallas Turner would have worked there. If they needed more offense, well, Rome Odunze would have worked there. Could have had Brock Bowers there in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we could we could fill that blank.
Oh, yeah.
Not to use the word blank with Arthur, but you know what I'm saying? We could go ahead and do that. And that might be low-hanging fruit. They would push back. And I guess here's the pushback ripped straight from the headlines. The name Jordan Love. Because we were saying the same thing about the Packers. Why would they do that to Aaron Rodgers? Why would they antagonize their guy? Now, it's different for us to say that apples to apples, because as I mentioned, again, Kirk Cousins is right there. And had Aaron, anytime during the Aaron Rodgers era in Green Bay, if he had a bad game, they would be like, that's Aaron Rodgers. Okay. We're going to name a street after him around here anyway at some point. That won't be the case for Kirk Cousins in Atlanta if he struggles. My point there. But their point is, look at Jordan Love. He got drafted. He sat around. Rodgers gave the Packers two MVP seasons and then a third season. And how do you like them now? They're set up. Their succession plan is set up.
I like it.
And that's what the Falcons were saying. And that's what Arthur Blank is saying right now. They're set up. Look at the Packers right now. They are set up and they have paid their kid. And he is set up. And the difference there is that Michael Penix Jr. right now is 24. Jordan Love, after waiting those three seasons, then playing a fourth to prove that he is worth the $200+ million contract that they are bestowing upon him and thus are now set up. Jordan Love is 25 right now. So if Penix does go through the Jordan Love program and the Falcons go through the Aaron Rodgers program of getting MVP-type seasons, if not, hopefully for them and Cousins, an actual MVP-type MVP seasons back-to-back, and then Cousins plays a third, and hopefully for Atlanta, they get better results trophy-wise than what the Packers did while they were waiting for Rodgers to finish things up. Penix will be 28, 29 years old. That's a different story than what's going on in Green Bay right now. But it's a fascinating talk still, I think. I really think it is. And maybe, just maybe, Penix gets in there. We were talking about him being the most pro-ready quarterback right there with Jaden Daniels coming out of this year's draft class. Maybe, just maybe, if Cousins does get hurt, you don't go to Taylor Heineke. You go to the kid. You know, and then all of a sudden, there's youthful energy in the city of Atlanta in Georgia, ripping something else straight from headlines outside of the world of sports over the last 24 hours. Maybe you're getting everybody hyped up there. And then you got a true first-class problem to have. And the succession starts sooner. And that'll be laid at the feet of Raheem Morris. Certainly for a team in Atlanta, they are talented. They are deep, both sides of the football, young and veteran, right? They are situated with a dynamic young coach that a lot of people wanted. And a lot of players swear by who have played on the side of the football or in the same locker room as Raheem Morris. So, Atlanta Falcons set up or not, or they're set up long term and short term. Man, I can't wait to see how it plays out. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Phone call still to come. But when we come back, Matt Damon, did he watch the Brady Roast? What's Gronk doing in his new movie? So to speak. So one of our favorites, Matt Damon, next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Rich Eisen here for Sleep Number. They say opposites attract, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is the best bed for couples. I can confirm exactly that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference. You can choose what's right for you whenever you like. If you like a bed that feels firm but they want soft, Sleep Number does that. You want to sleep cooler while they like to feel warm. Sleep Number does that too. You have to feel it to believe it. Find the bed that's perfect for both of you only at a Sleep Number store. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, Sleep Number smart beds starting at $999. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Hey, guys, look what I'm doing. What am I doing? What am I doing?
You're a blackjack dealer.
No, no,
saying,
no.
Oh.
Yeah. No, that would be this.
Oh, that would okay.
What am I doing?
Spirit fingers.
I don't know, man. Drying your hands.
Hands.
Hands. Hands across America.
No. Jazz hands.
Oh, jeez. Oh, guys, two good games.
Good job, Rich.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, two good games.
Four Rich, home man. Runs in 2 days.
See ya.
Jazz Chisholm.
Jazz play. Chisholm Jr.
Does he have
playing,
four?
By the way, playing a hot corner, too.
Wearing A-Rod's number.
By the way.
Yeah, you wear whatever.
Fine with that. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's fine. Just
don't Does he have four home runs the rest of the season?
Yeah. Oh, come on. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
He's that guy.
Why would I cheer?
He has pop. He's always had pop.
Why would I cheer for this person?
No, I'm not saying you should cheer for him.
It's not cheering. It's being realistic.
Yeah, I'm being realistic.
Are you really giving this to me right now?
What do you mean?
Are you with him on that?
No.
He won't hit more than four home runs from here to the rest of the season.
No, that's what I'm saying. You gotta, okay. Even though you don't like it, you got to be
that?
Realistic.
Will you really do that? Can you
we
really
see
think
what,
that?
Can you see what he does tonight? Yeah.
By the way, first pitch is during our program.
I kind of think that.
Okay, I'll take it.
I kind of think. He's the first Yankee player to do it ever.
Well, he's the only other guy to hit three home runs in his first three or four home runs in his first three games with a team was Trevor Story in 2016 anywhere for any other team. So what he's doing is rare for anybody to do.
Right.
Play a slick third base too.
By the way, as someone who knows firsthand, yes. Story's been awesome since then. So
this guy,
you know what I mean?
Well, he's been unlucky. Hurt.
Very, very unlucky.
Actually, he was terrific for the Red Sox until he got hurt both times, right?
No, and he got hurt this year on a completely fluke play.
I know that. So unlucky. See, I can give you what you're looking for.
I'm not giving it to you.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. One of our favorites here on the Rich Eisen Show, back on it. And back in a theater near you, select theaters, on Friday. And the film will also be seen on Apple TV coming up on August 9th, The Instigators. And it's from the production company he and Ben Affleck have put together. The last one was Air. This one is called The Instigators. And Matt Damon back here on The Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Matt?
Great. How you doing, Rich?
Good to see you, brother. How's it going?
It's good. It's really good. Yeah, we got this new movie. It's a lot of fun. That's kind of what we set out to do. And the timing seems right with all the craziness in the world. We're just putting out a piece of fun that hopefully will make a lot of people laugh.
Yeah, you and Casey Affleck, and I don't know if that was part of it, but there and also an outstanding cast that frequently just shows up out of nowhere. There's an Ocean's vibe to this movie, Matt. I'll be honest with you. Is what were you going for that sort of thing here?
Well, it's like Ocean's, like neither Casey nor my character would ever make it into the Ocean's crew. And that's kind of the fun of the movie. It's like the D team trying to pull off a heist. They're kind of knuckleheads. And my character is doing it out of desperation. He's trying to settle a debt. He's never committed a crime. He doesn't know what he's doing. And Casey's like a career criminal, kind of petty criminal who's just really ultimately just wants to have a friend. And so they're kind of the last guys you'd want to try to pull off a heist. And it goes about as well as you would think.
Yes. And the conversation frequently in the middle of all the madness and the craziness does vibe like that, too, where he just wants a friend. He just wants to chit chat and you kind of don't know what to say or what to do because you're not frequently your character in these positions. It's fun. It really is, Matt, you know?
Thanks. Yeah. Well, that's what we were going for. And we have a third kind of lead character who's my therapist who ends up coming along just in an attempt to try to save our lives or so we don't do anything stupid or even more stupid. And that's Hong Chow, who's amazing. But then Casey's character obviously is really excited about this idea of a therapist because he's basically just realizes that all he's ever wanted was a therapist, was somebody that he can talk to. And so is there a lot of fun with the dynamic between Casey and Hong's characters.
Yeah, that photograph, that first one that we just popped up there, he's wearing a Dartmouth sweatshirt. That one made me laugh out loud when his character put on a Dartmouth sweatshirt, Matt.
Right, yeah, Matt? he's he gets shot, and so she gives him her sweatshirt because her character went to Dartmouth. So it's pretty incongruous that Casey's character is running around with this Dartmouth sweatshirt for the whole movie.
So how do these ideas come to you guys? I know Casey co-wrote this, but how do you decide what you want to do, you and Ben and Casey and all together? How does that happen?
Yeah, good question. It's just really about, I mean, we're always looking for ways to work together. We love each other. We grew up together. We have a lot of fun together. But in this case, Casey wrote this script with Chuck McLean, who's another Boston guy. And he's actually sent it. He gave up on sending it to me, and he sent it to my wife, who read it. And Lucy then, you know, said, this is great. You guys should do this. And so I read it. I loved it. I loved the characters. I loved the whole vibe of the movie. It seemed like a lot of fun. And so we contacted Doug Liman, who directed The Bourne Identity. Mm-hmm. I worked with him 20 something years ago, but all of his movies like Swingers and Go and Mr. and Mrs. Smith and Edge of Tomorrow, they're all really great and all have this really wonderful tone. And this movie has kind of a very unique tone. It's a big comedy, like an action comedy. And so he was our first choice and he signed up. And then, as you alluded to, we got this incredible cast, and that's really down to Doug. I mean, everybody wants to work with him. So all of these incredible actors showed up for like one or two scenes and just elevated everything. And it's a fun ride, ultimately. And that's what we were going for.
Yeah, man, I'll be honest. Every single time the cast members you're referring to, and I'll just throw some names out here, Michael Stuhlbarg, Alfred Molina, Ving Rhames, just to name three, every single time when they showed up on the screen, I burst out into a smile. You know what I mean? Like I'm psyched. Like, okay, it's great to see this guy. Have you ever worked with Ving Rhames before, Matt?
Yes. In fact, I worked with Ving. The first kind of lead role I got in 1990 in a cable TV movie. Ving was in that movie, and that was the first time I met him and hung out with him in Atlanta in like 1990, so 34 years ago. I've been a massive fan of his. He's so great, you know. I mean, he's like that full package, you know. He's Juilliard trained and all of that, you know. I mean, he's a classically trained actor, but he's just great, and he makes everything better that he's in. And that's how we felt about all these people who showed up: Stuhlbarg, Molina, and Ving. It's like, it really was kind of an embarrassment of riches for us. And if you felt that smile, like when they came on screen, like imagine, you know, when they showed up for work, we were just beaming because we just knew the movie was going to elevate the whole thing. It was going to make it a lot more fun.
Well, and again, I know, Matt Damon, this is going to be a surprise to some, and I don't know, obviously I'll be spoiling it, but I'm not going to say when he shows up in the movie, but you want to talk about elevating a cast and an actor. Rob Gronkowski fills the bill, Matt.
Yes. So he elevates everything,
I would say. And so I ask you, where did the casting of Gronk in The Instigators come from, Matt?
Well, we just had the idea, and he shows up for a moment. Ron Perlman plays a corrupt Boston mayor who's going for re-election. And so Gronk is one of his boosters on election night, firing up the crowd. And we just had the idea, you know, we were there. We just took a shot. We were like, Gronk, are you around? Do you want to come do this? And he was generous enough to come do it. I heard subsequently he was upset with the size of his role. And we were like, dude, you only ever had one line. How do you think it was going to get bigger? You were only there for one night, but I think he's an impact player. You know, he's used to having a massive impact. He still did.
He is an impact player. He's a five tool guy who usually only uses one tool. You know what I mean? And he was fun to just see pop up. I literally had to pause it. And again, if people see it in theaters this Friday, they won't have the benefit. I did have to pause it and rack it back. I'm like, that was Gronk, was it not?
We put him in the trailer. He's in the trailer of the movie. If you go watch the trailer online, you can see
Fantastic. Did you see the Brady roast, Matt? Did you see that?
I did. Yeah. I saw it. I, in fact, I did an opening voiceover for him. I couldn't go to the roast because I had a conflict, but I did the voiceover at the beginning just because I wanted to be a part of it.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was the one who kind of with the mic to start the whole thing off, Michael Buffer style. So I did not hear the voiceover at the start, but I certainly heard every last damn syllable after that live. And what did you think? What does Matt Damon think watching the Brady roast sitting at home on Netflix there, Matt?
The roasting culture, it's as fun as it is to watch. I never understand why people do it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't want to hear a bunch of my friends get up and like rip me apart in public, you know? But it was a lot of fun. Kevin was unbelievable, as always. And all the comedians I thought were great, but it's kind of a blue room, you know, it touches on stuff that you're like, oof. You know, it can get a little cringy, but I had a lot of fun with it. But it's also like, guys, those football, like, what do you think? You put those guys together and give them free tequila.
Well, that moment right there, a lot of people thought Belichick didn't want to drink with Kraft because of, you know, the fact that they've split ways professionally a few months ago. But I was told that look on Belichick's face was because he's a wine drinker and he had just done a shot of tequila with Gronk 5 minutes before. And he's like, really? I don't want another shot of tequila. Like, that was that moment right there.
That's great. That's great. It's always, you know, we all think in terms of conspiracies and deeper meanings. And sometimes it's just the guy didn't want another shot of tequila.
That's it. That's Belichick just like, I don't want another shot of tequila. That's really what it was. But as a Patriot fan and as a guy sitting, you were just talking about, you know, the personal stuff and how that's kind of wild to hear that. The football stuff, like the stuff that Bledsoe was saying and the stuff that, you know, Edelman was saying and Gronk was saying about Belichick, who's sitting right there. I kind of felt like I was in a Patriots therapy session, Matt.
Right.
During the
right. Yeah. I mean, look, I think it's complicated. I think Belichick, I mean, he's a historically incredible coach. And anytime you see those guys who win like that, it is always, I mean, you think about Michael Jordan or Tommy, like, There is a part of their character that is probably technically antisocial, ultimately, like in the wider general population, but it works really well in like highly competitive environments. And so I think it's just hard to, you know, it's taxing to play for somebody like that. But if you, all those players always talk about like their love for him and their gratitude for having been in his system. And as hard as it was, you know, I mean, Tom said that so many times about, you know, this is something that we did together and it required buy-in from every single person in the organization. And when you see that, that's, you know, that's really the pinnacle of professional sports, I would think.
Yeah. And if you saw the Brady retirement ceremony in Gillette of, few weeks later, I kind of think like the roast cleared the air in advance of that and made it a much more joyous, less awkward, less intense, more celebratory affair. It's kind of crazy how that worked, but that's the way it looked like to me. You know?
It's funny you say it's like a therapy session because ultimately I think that's the purpose it served, right? It's like it did. It kind of cleansed the palate, and these guys actually got to go and look back on what they did and celebrate what they did together and celebrate Tom. And yeah, it was awesome if you're a Patriots fan.
I think he's going to be great as a broadcaster too, Matt. What do you think the TV's going to be?
I do
like?
Too. I mean, I just think of, you know, Romo, the year that he came right off of the field and into the booth, and just their knowledge is so. I remember a call Romo made where he just goes, it was the end of a Patriots game and we were winning by 3 scores and the other team was driving and they scored, and Romo started laughing and he just goes, oh, that's so gross. And I'm like, what's he going to say? And he goes, Belichick is messing with the analytics. He's never in that package on the goal line. He just put that package in because it's a meaningless score and he wants to screw up the other guy's analytics when they're looking at what packages they use in goal line situations. And like that level of, you know, kind of understanding of the game and the ways that, you know, the moves people are putting on each other. That's, you know, and Tom understands every single defense. I mean, he's just played against everything for decades. And so I can't wait to hear him. I mean, I think he's going to be just great.
Yeah, I'm with you, especially since, too, like, how many broadcasters will be able to speak from the personal knowledge of being a late draft choice, an overlooked draft choice, somebody who had to wait till the starter was injured to start, made the most of his opportunity, got instant fame, won multiple Super Bowls, then went 10 years without winning one, then did it again, you know, then blew out his knee in between. I could go on and then switched teams, then won again, then played deep into their 40s. Like, he could sit there and pretty much break down any situation there is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's like to be a free agent? I mean, all of it.
That's right. From a first person perspective, and he knows what all of those things feel like. And he's just, I think for anybody who knows him, I mean, you know him off the field, he is the nicest guy. And that's what, you know, people have been rooting against him. You know, the majority of people who are going to be watching him were rooting against him for years. They're going to see that too. And it's impossible not to love that guy. Once you spend a little time with him, he's just a great person, but he's so knowledgeable that I think I can't wait to, I'm going to watch whatever games he's broadcasting because it's going to be fun.
A few minutes left with Matt Damon. The Instigator is premiering globally on Apple TV August 9th. You could see it in select theaters this very Friday. Fun movie with him and Casey Affleck and a great cast right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Did you take some cuts in Fenway Park?
Oh, God, it was so brutal. Yeah, I hadn't swung a bat in 20 years. And
what happened? Where was it? This weekend when the Yankees were in town? Is this what?
Yeah, they let Casey and I go in and take a couple cuts. I got like 10 swings, but I couldn't see the ball. I couldn't believe how bad my eyesight was. It was like, I couldn't pick it up. And I never really got the barrel. I got one to the warning track, but I didn't really hit it. The last time I was there and did that was when I was in my 30s and I put a couple off the wall. But man, it was sad. I got to get back to the cages.
Did I see, was Cora, was that Alex Cora kind of rail birding you there? Is that what?
Yeah. Cora was there and we were hanging out watching the team take PP and we were talking to Alex and some of the guys. And then they just say, hey, jump in and get in and take a few cuts. But sadly, Casey got a hold of one. He took one to kind of deep left center, but no, it was, we were hanging our heads after that.
Oh my gosh. So you didn't go in the cage in advance? You just went cold and just with no glasses, no contacts, no nothing.
No, that's why I wish I brought my glasses to watch the game. Cause we were going to be up in a box.
Right.
And they were up in the box and I was like, oh man. But what was I mean, it's like, I got to take the shot. I have I got a chance to take a couple cuts. So,
Okay.
I had a couple solid base hits back up the middle, Rich.
Oh, you went with the pitch, Matt? Is that what you're saying?
That's it. Just drive it right back towards the mound.
Just hit it where it goes. So, before I let you go, I'm sure again, you and Ben must get scripts, ideas. Do anybody come to you with sequel ideas at all? Anybody come to you with, hey, you should do this with the characters, Good Will Hunting, anything like that? People constantly knocking on your door saying you should do that?
Actually, well, Ben just did The Accountant 2, and we did that through our company, with Warner Brothers, but through our company. And the one that we've been talking about for years, and we're trying to, and I just saw Edward Norton a few weeks ago, and like all of us want to do it, is a second Rounders movie. Because so much has happened in that poker world in the last 25 years, it would be fun to catch up with those guys. But there's a whole, you know, you got to figure out who the chain of title and who owns it and who, you know, and everybody's got their hand in the pot. And so we got to figure out a way to make a deal that makes sense for everybody, particularly the people who are going to make the movie, because that's at Artist Equity. That's who we care about, or the cast and crew. And so we're trying to figure that out because I think we'd all like to do that.
So do you have a general sense of what it would be about or look like once you can clear the business deck here, Matt?
Well, it's funny. You know, we talked about it, I want to say 10 or 15 years ago, and Brian and David, who, you know, wrote the Rounders and then went on to do Billions and, you know, very successful guys, they had a whole movie ready to go then. But now there's been a whole nother kind of change in the poker world since then. So I haven't talked to them about what it would be, but I know they'd come. I mean, what they had 10 years ago, I thought was fantastic. And I'm sure they've, you know, they could augment and kind of roll with the times and update it to where we are today and make something great.
Yeah. You know, we have many drops that we do on this program, Matt, to use a radio term, because we're being simulcast on the radio, that whenever there's an argument over whether somebody's worth the money or not, we use this drop.
Pay that man his money.
That's it right there. We use it all the time, man.
That's great.
So we're ready. You know, we're
perfect.
Ready.
All right.
And I'm not the only one, man. We're I think a lot of people would love to see a Rounders too.
Yeah, you know? I think that's one of those movies that, you know, it came out and didn't do well when it came out. It kind of bombed, and then it got discovered by people later. So when that happens, you know, people feel a sense of ownership. Like, that's my movie. You know, like I was a champion of that movie, even when no one else was. And so it feels like there's a lot of goodwill behind it. But yeah, we got to figure out if we can make it happen.
Brother, and in the meantime, again, I know your character in The Instigators is as far from Jason Bourne as possibly can be. But you in the chair of a car and Doug Liman at the controls of a director's seat. And there's a bona fide, real deal, big time car chase in The Instigators. That's as close as we'll get to, I guess, a Bourne sequel at this point in time, Matt.
Yeah, the fun for Doug and me was that Bourne, you know, always knows where he's going. He's always got a plan. He's hyper aggressive, and you know, the character I play in this movie has never been in a car chase and doesn't know what he's doing at all. So it was a new way to shoot a car chase. For us, but it's got all those bells and whistles and crashes and you know, all that fun stuff, but it's a novice behind the wheel.
Did you clear the decks though? Did you clear the actual roadways? Like, 'cause that looks like you're using the actual real roadways in Boston for this, Matt.
Yeah. I couldn't believe the access they gave us was amazing. Like that, we go down Storrow Drive and we take the over the footbridge onto the Esplanade. Like, to anybody who's ever been to Boston, you know, cars aren't allowed to go there. And, yes. And so they were great letting us do that. And so we did have to shut down some roads briefly, but we had this awesome second unit team and amazing stunt drivers. And, you know, it went off without a hitch.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a New Yorker in me, Matt, saying this, but I've seen people drive that way on Storrow Drive regularly, sir. You know, I've seen that sort of behavior. Come on now. You know,
we're kind of known for that.
Yes, right. Yeah. Hey, Matt, great catching up with you. Always love chit-chatting with you. You know, if you're ever in L.A., obviously this chair is here. And I love seeing you, and I love seeing what you want to put on the screen. Air, again, was outstanding. The Instigators is a lot of fun, and congrats on that.
Awesome. Thank you, Rich. Appreciate it.
Right back at you, brother. Matt Damon, The Instigators on Apple TV Plus on August 9th. However, check it out in the theater this Friday. It's a lot of fun with Casey Affleck right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Yep. Fun stuff with Matt Damon. Rounders 2. Count me in.
Dude, please. If there's a poker movie god, please let this happen.
As he said it, man, his money.
As he said it, it bombed when it came out, is what he said.
Yeah, well, it was only in theaters for a couple of weeks, and then it hit big on, you know, cable and VHS, and then all of a sudden ESPN started showing poker on TV,
right?
And then it got super popular.
You know, where are these guys now? You know?
Or just like what have they been going through the last 30 years?
Because I don't know, could you just pick up a script that was there 15 years ago and use it now? Because
probably not.
You know, these guys are older. Well, I hope they figure it out.
And like Matt has said, just the poker world is different now than it was 15 years ago.
Right.
They go to the World Series.
All right, we'll come back. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. And speaking of Belichick, there's news involving him. That's next. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
It's kickoff time, and Believe Podcasts are here to get you ready for the season.
He wanted to change the culture, and he wanted me to be a part of that.
With Believe, you get immediate reactions, game previews, and expert analysis from all 32 teams, plus all of your favorite college teams.
He's just rare in just about everything he does.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
This was good for everybody.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast, wherever you listen.
You played in the World Series of Poker with Matt Damon to prep for the role of Worm and Rounders.
We played in the World Series, Matt and I, not to prep. We after the shoot, the we were done with the film.
No kidding.
It was part of the run up promoting the film. We both played along well, and the coaching we'd gotten from Johnny Chan and Phil Hellmuth and a lot of these other guys. Stood us in good stead, and I got some good cards and won a few hands and everything. We both had very like dramatic exits. I actually played a Johnny Chan tip. I played pocket nines when I was on the button and ended up with kind of, I bet it as though it was an ace king or something like that. I got a middle flop, I got a nine and a 10, and then I got a second 10. So I had a pretty much unreadable full house.
Yes.
And I got beat by four tens.
Get out of here.
By a guy named Surinder Singh.
He quadded tens against
quad
your
quad tens
boat?
Against an unreadable full house. And when I called, and I had more chips than him, when I flipped the boat, the whole table exploded. They were like, he's going to take Surinder Singh out of the tournament.
Yeah.
And he flipped quad tens.
Unbelievable.
Yep. It was incredible.
I was going to say, do you remember the hand that you went out with?
Every,
but how
I mean,
could you not remember that?
There's more
that?
Details of it, too. But he said to me later, he goes on 99 out of 100 times, he goes, you would have not. He says, I had no idea that you had that hand. I'm blown away.
That and makes it said, worse, though, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Worse. I still, as we're talking about it, we're talking about it, and I'm having the Saving Private Ryan moment where everything goes silent again. And you know, I was trying to play it off, but I just, even a gut shot, when they talk about being gut shot,
that's
I was gut shot,
that
literally.
Is the definition.
Oh, you got to get Rounders, too. It's just that simple.
Got to do it.
Game time tickets. Get the app on a mobile device near you and start buying tickets to anything in your area. Baseball about to hit the August days, and there is so much to go see in a ballpark with so many teams that are in the mix, and you can go get in that mix by using Game Time tickets. Make sure that you get the app again on a mobile device near you and start using all the features that I love that takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. The all-in pricing feature. You get to see what everything costs before you purchase. You get to see the view from your seat, which is also crucial when you go to a baseball game with that panoramic view feature. The seat view feature takes the guesswork out of buying baseball tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH, you get $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. If you had told me on the Christmas weekend, just walking out of the broadcast meeting with Bill Belichick and Kurt Warner and the rest of the NFL Network crew that was there in Denver, Colorado, in advance of the Patriots versus Broncos on NFL Network, I believe it was Christmas night. Or Christmas Eve night, pardon me, because we were showing updates of Santa flying across the United States during the ballgame.
Yes,
if you had told me as we were leaving that room that this would be Bill Belichick's final victory as a head coach in the NFL, I would have been like, okay, I kind of believe that. We're sensing that he's not going to be with the Patriots anymore. But if you had told me that he wasn't going to be coaching the next year, I'd have been like, well, that's kind of a surprise. No one would want Bill Belichick. If you told me he'd be in the media, I'd be like, that I believe, because he's outstanding at it. I had a front row seat. If you had told me he would be spending the next season in part in the media doing a show for a fantasy site as well as the CW, I'd have been like, you're out of your mind. But Bill's on the CW inside the NFL.
Yes, yes.
He's going to be doing stuff with the Manning cast, right?
Manning cast, yeah.
And now, what is he doing, Christopher? What's Bill going to be doing
Bill
next year?
Bill is signed on. Underdog Fantasy is going to be doing stuff with Bill on a YouTube channel every week, breaking down every team, breaking down every game. It's simply called Coach.
He's going to be great at it.
It's going to be awesome.
And kudos to this organization for ponying up. I'm sure it's a pretty penny. It's worth it in gold.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a daily fantasy site, I guess. I've never used it. Don't know much about it.
Now you do.
But now Bill also has a Twitter handle, at Bill Belichick.
What?
At Bill Belichick UD. I tried to tell you guys this was coming. I had the inside scoop.
He's got a Twitter account.
Bill's on Twitter.
Three words I didn't think we'd use.
At Bill Belichick UD.
And here's
what's
four words. Here's
the
underdog. Yeah. Okay. Here's four words I never thought I'd put together. Bill Belichick, YouTube influencer. Huh?
Coming, man.
Right?
It is coming.
Is he going to start making Instagram reels on how to cut up your hoodie? Is that what's coming?
I don't know.
What's next?
You know the end is near when he has a TikTok.
Yeah.
He's all in.
He's all in.
Well, you know he's going to be on Snapface.
Face chat.
Face chat.
Proven Bill was pulling the hoodie over our eyes all those years.
By the way, I went ahead and followed Coach with Bill Belichick from the show account. So
there we go.
Well done.
We're back.
Yeah. Are you going to, words I never thought I would say, are you going to slide into Bill's DMs?
I mean, should we? Not. Ask him for a follow back, holler back.
You follow back. He's in charge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's definitely right.
I'm sure he's in charge of his social media.
He's right now
going through his DMs. He's out fishing, a little TikTok on the boat.
Well, he's got.
Yeah, now he's going to be like, you know what I mean? I'm moving on to Twitch. That's the new phrase.
He's going to game on Twitch.
Let's be honest. His lady probably spent some time on social media. It gives him some time to play on social media, right?
He's an Instagram boyfriend already, so why not go all
the way? Let's
go. Come on, coach.
Guys, this is happening.
We're going to get that follow back. Watch.
This is happening. There it is.
Look at that.
Oh, who's he following?
He is following
Gronk. Please tell me it's Gronk.
Nah, it's Underdog Fantasy.
Underdog. Yeah, so he's in charge.
He's in charge. Which is coming, yeah. I'm sure.
He's got the blue check mark already.
He's official like a referee with the
whistle. Look at this.
Join.
By the way, it says join January 2024.
Yeah, would they hide the account?
It's kind of interesting.
They're hanging out. They probably just renamed it.
Yeah.
Or Bill did.
Yeah.
Bill's on it. Jim Lentley coming up.
Yeah, they probably just had an account and renamed it.
Oh, baby. YouTube influencer Bill Belichick.
Who would have thought?
Go figure that.
I mean, this is
but good for him. So he's on. He'll be on cable.
Yep.
He'll be on broadcast.
Yep.
He'll be on digital.
Bill can't be contained, man.
And he'll be great in every single one of them.
They used to do this locally on the Patriots.
His coach's clicker segment.
Yeah, with Zolak was incredible.
Which is why the NFL 100 had a coach's clicker segment in it for all of the, leather helmet era guys that are on the NFL 100 all-time team list. He would be the one going through their video and explaining, 50s, 60s guys, who they were and why they were good. And the only one that made his coach's clicker segment from the modern days was Ed Reed, because he wanted to break down Ed Reed's film with Ed there because he adores Ed Reed.
Oh, he wanted to coach Ed so bad.
I know. He's going to be great at it. And you know who's going to love it? Those TikTok kids, they're going to love it. They're going to eat it up.
Everybody's going to love it.
They're going to eat it up.
It's going to be amazing.
Belichick the Stallion.
Oh, please.
Right?
Belichick.
Yeah. Kids are going to love him.
Cardi BB.
Cardi B squared.
Belichick the coach.
Someone from, you know, Underdog's got to give him those references. Oh my, but wow. Jim Lampley coming up in studio. Okay, Jim.
Welcome to Talkville, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast from season four. I'm glad that it's over.
As we know now that season five is supposed to be one of our better seasons.
Obviously, the tattoo storyline, you know how I feel about that.
You hating that storyline brought me a lot of joy because I kept waiting to see how it was going to keep going and then how they would somehow settle it.
Binge seasons 1 through 4 of Talkville before season 5 begins, wherever you listen.